play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym.
6 junior number 4, Kylie Townsell. A 5'6 junior, number 5, Raina Gully. A 5'6 junior, number 10, Kayla Townsend. And a 5'5 senior, number 14, Lexi Daniels. And a 6'1 senior, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Leibach, Jessica Howard, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Our starting lineups for Normal U-High, it is Kemi Sundelbach, 5'5 sophomore, Raven Hughes, 5'10 junior, Amber Nani, a 5'9 junior, Jessica Baker, a 5'9 junior, and Addie Leffler, a 5'10 sophomore. U-High in their road black, trimmed in green, gold, and white. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Stepping into the center circle, Addie Leffler, although the program says 6'10, she's not 6'10, she's about 5'10, and she'll step in against Shaylee Florine at 6'1. Ready to get things underway. First game of the day here on WGIL. Tip won easily by the Streaks. Raina Gully with it in the backcourt. Normal U-High will come out in a man-to-man defense. Kylie Townsell up high on the left side to Shaylee, top of the key, right wing. It goes to Raina. She'll get a pick from Shaylee, goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Kylie between the circles, left wing to Lexi Daniels. Lexi dribbles toward the top of the key, gets to Shaylee between the circles, right wing to Kayla Townsell. Kayla dribbles left, picks up, and tried to get to Shaylee. The pass got blocked. Shaylee picks it up on the wing and swings it over to Lexi. Tried to get it underneath to Raina. Raina was wide open under the basket, and Lexi was just trying to get rid of it quickly and made a bad pass.
Yeah, the pass was wide to the Raina's right, and she tried to grab out at it just too far wide.
Streaks come out with full-court pressure. Leffler gets it across on the left side and kicks back out left of the center circle to Sendelbach. Sendelbach working against Raina Gully. Dribbles left and gives way to Nani. Amber Nani with it. Top of the key it goes to Hughes. Now it is Nani with it. Nani dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to the wing to Baker. Jessica Baker against Lexi Daniels. Picks up her dribble and we may get a five call. Now it gets knocked away though by Lexi, and Baker picks it up but then threw it away, and Shaylee comes up with it for the Streaks. Right wing it is Lexi. Back to Raina out high on the right side. She'll set the offense against the U-High man-to-man defense. Shaylee gets to Raina, top of the key. Nice look underneath to Kylie Townsend down the left side of the lane. Lays it up with the left hand and in.
Yeah, good interior pass. And really, it was made by the cut by Kylie. She came up from about the free throw line and cut straight down the lane, and Raina found her.
Raina knocks it out of bounds on the inbound. The ball actually went under the bleachers on the far side there. So U-High will inbound again against the Streaks' full court pressure. And it comes to Leffler. Gets it across left side to Nani. Nani on the left wing against Kayla Townsend. Goes to the left elbow, now pulls back out, gives left baseline to Leffler. Yeah, she kind of hopped.
Shuffled her feet.
Yeah, hopped back behind the three-point arc. Now tab of the key. This is Sendelbach with it. Back out near the center circle working against Raina Gully. Streaks lead 2-0, 6:25 to play first quarter. First game of the day here. Top of the key, it's Hughes down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Kylie Townsend, but they're going to say she got her with the body, though. Nice move by Hughes. Pretty good defense by Kylie, but the body was there. Kylie with the first foul of the basketball game, so Raven Hughes goes to the free throw line with two shots. 6:18 to play first quarter. First shot is up and good. Make it 2-1 Streaks. So, of course, coming up later on today, the Streaks take on the number 2-ranked Morton Potters, the defending Class 3A champions, who lost to East Peoria last night as Hughes hits the second. We'll take the air around 2:40 for the pregame, 3 o'clock scheduled tip. Then tonight, the Galesburg High boys, a non-conference game against Champaign Centennial. The Chargers will be in town, and that's scheduled to start at 7, so 6:40 for the pregame as U-High comes out in a 1-2-2 zone this time around. Left wing, Lexi out between the circles to Kayla. Tried to get it down to Shaley on the left side. Knocked away by Leffler, and this is Nani with the left side. Pulls up with a 10-footer and traveled before the shot. Shot actually went in, but she traveled. Streets get it on the U-High turnover. Under six to play, first quarter. We are tied at two. And this time they're going to bring out a man-to-man defense again. Coach Massey said they will like to switch it up. Reyna, right wing, tried to get it inside to Shaley. Pass got knocked away. Leffler knocked it out of bounds. Streaks will have it on the right baseline, and Kayla Towns will inbound.
Well, it's unfortunate. Shaley was wide open, but Reyna had to wait because Nani had jumped up in the air, and Reyna was going to try to go over the top with the pass. So she had to wait for Nani to come back down, and by that time, Leffler had recovered.
Now Shaley has it. Swing it over to Kayla, left wing, who tried to get it to Kylie. Kylie opened down there on the left block. Again, overthrew her. Kylie got a hand on it. Couldn't bring it in, though, and the Streaks turn it over. This is Leffler on the dribble across midcourt. Gets it to Nani. Nani goes to the free throw line just inside. Pulls up with a 10-footer. No good. Rebound to Shaley. Outlet to Reyna. She'll bring it across right to the center circle. Reyna has it on the dribble. Man-to-man defense again by U-High. Reyna dribbles left, gets to Kayla, or rather Kylie, top of the key. Now back to Reyna. She'll bring it out and reset for the Streaks. To Kylie, out high left side. Now Shaley out high right side, right wing to Reyna. Got Kylie down on the right block on the cut, up off the glass and in. Kylie Townsend with all four of the Streaks points. Both assists to Reyna Gully, 4-2 Streaks, under five to play first quarter.
Well, and the other thing is Kylie just showing what we've seen as the season's progressed, which is she's becoming a great scorer inside. She knows how to use her body well.
And she gets a block shot there on Nani, and the rebound comes down to Shaley. Now it's Reyna with it down the right side, gets pushed from behind, and actually it's going to be a block call. The reason she actually ran into Sendelbach was because she got pushed from behind by Nani, but Sendelbach picks up the foul. That is the first foul on U-High in the basketball game. Checking in for the Streaks, we've got Emily Meinertz and Kaylin Boyston as Kayla Townsend and Shaley Florine will take a break. Kaylin will inbound from the right baseline. Looks over the defense and finally gets it into Lexi, right baseline. Fires a three. Good!
Sendelbach had left her. Sendelbach picked up Lexi initially and then left her to go up top, leaving Lexi wide open for that three. Good find by Kaylin.
7-2 Streaks, 4:27 to play, first quarter. Nani brings it across in the center circle, working against Kaylin Boydston. Dribbles left now. Nearly lost the handle on. Now back to the right. Goes to the right wing and tipped away by Kaylin. Nani gets it back. Gets to Leffler out high right side. Right baseline to Sendelbach against Reyna Gully. Brings it out to the wing. Now goes out right of the center circle to Nani. Nani dribbles inside the free throw line. Kicks out to the left wing. And this is Baker. Baker dribbles right to the wing. They're not a real sure ball handling team from what we're seeing here. They not losing yet, but they're on the verge of it numerous times against the Streaks defense.
However, watching the Streaks early on, they didn't look like a very good passing team.
That's
so
true.
Might be
true.
The morning,
and there
too.
It is, the steal by Kaylin Boydston. Now Lexi Daniels brings it across, goes to the right wing, kicks out to Kaylin right side, top of the key, Reyna. Underneath it goes to Kylie. Nice tip pass to Emily Miner down on the right side. Great passing by the Streaks. Emily couldn't hit the shot, but she gets fouled, and it's going to go against Raven Hughes. That'll be her first, second team foul. Great ball movement by the Streaks.
Yeah, that was a great find. Kylie was thinking pass the whole way. Right when she got her fingertips on the ball, she, as you said, she just tipped it right to Emily Miner, who was wide open under the basket.
Emily hits the first free throw, make it 8-2 Streaks. A couple of substitutions for U-High. Jasmine Lawrence, a 5'5 junior, checks in, as does Jessica Huber, a 5'7 junior. Back in for the Streaks is Kayla Townsend and Shaley Florine as Lexi and Kylie will take a break. Second shot bounces off, no good. Rebound down to Leffler for U-High. Leffler runs it across right side. Leffler, just a sophomore, handles the ball pretty well at 5'10". Now a steal by Kayla Townsend. Kayla one-on-one against Sendelbach, leans in, up. Oh, they're going to not wouldn't have counted it anyway. They called it on the floor as Sendelbach picks up her second foul.
Four turnovers out for U-High to go with their 2 points.
3:23 to play first quarter. It is 8-2 Streaks. Kaylin Boydston to inbound from the right baseline. Gets it to Reyna, left baseline. She'll fire the three. Good! 2 3-pointers for the Streaks here in the first quarter. One from Reyna, one from Lexi. 11-2 Streaks, 3:16 to play in the first quarter. Full court pressure. In it comes to Lawrence working against Kaylin Boydston. Crosses over again. Now finally gets it across in the center circle. Goes left wing to Huber. Huber working against Kayla Townsend. Top of the key, stops, picks up. Out high right side, it goes to Sendelbach. Sendelbach dribbles right, goes baseline to Lawrence. Lawrence drives in, lays it up, can't hit. Rebound to Kayla Townsville. And now it's Raina who will bring it across midcourt on the left sideline. Bounces for Shaley mid-block, mid-post. Shaley spins into the paint, back to the left. Ooh, missed the left-handed shot. Really nice move by Shaley. Couldn't get the shot to foul. Hughes with a rebound for U-High.
That was Shaley's first shot of the game.
Hughes drives right baseline again, and crunched there. She was out of control. The foul's going to go against, I think, Kayla Townsend, who blocked the shot. And honestly, the reason there was contact, because Hughes kind of went in there out of control and ran into Kayla, who was up in the air. That is first foul on Kayla, so Jasmine Lawrence will go to the free throw line with two shots. First one bounces off, no good. With 2:30 to play here in the first quarter, Streaks leading 11-2. Lexi Daniels back in. Kayla Townsend back in as Kaylin Boydston and Emily Minert will go to the bench. Jasmine Lawrence, 5'5 junior for U-High at the line. Second shot is up and good. As Coach Massey said in the pregame, this is the team that's going to have to be reckoned with for the next few years. They have a lot of young players playing this year. The only senior on the roster right now is Shantae Stonewall. Raina Gully gets to Shaley high post. Knocked away, though. Caught it in some traffic. It got knocked away, and this is Leffler.
And they're a boundaryless school, so they can pick up whatever they want.
Now it's Hughes down the left side, lays it up and in. She's got four, making 11-5. Streaks 2:05 to play first quarter. 1-2-2 zone this time for U-High. Kayla Townsend between the circles, left wing to Lexi. They close out on her. She dribbles out, picks up, looks for some help, bounces for Kayla left of the center circle. Now Kayla brings it back to the left. Now to Raina between the circles. Pass over the top, not high enough. Tried to get inside to Shaley, but is stolen away by Raven Hughes. Got to really float that one over the top if you're going to get it in there. Left wing it goes to Huber. Now left baseline. Three-pointer up and no good by Nani. Fight for the rebound. Finally, Raina Gully comes out with it and gets bumped by Raven Hughes, and that'll be her second foul.
No foul trouble mounting for the Pioneers. Two fouls now on Sendelbach, two on Raven Hughes.
1:29 to play, and quickly Coach Sellers is going to get Hughes out, and she'll bring Jessica Baker back in, 5'9 junior. So Hughes a junior, Baker a junior, Nani a junior, Huber a junior, Sendelbach a sophomore, Leffler a sophomore. A couple other freshmen and sophomores on this U-High roster as well. They go man-to-man this time. Right wing, it is Raina with it. Top of the key to Lexi. Back to Raina. She'll bring it out between the circles and reset, working against Lawrence.
When they go to this man look, this is where you got to look for Shaley inside.
And a nice move by Raina. Got around her defender, got between another one, and lays it up and in. She's got five. Make it a 13-5 streaks. A minute to play. Now a steal by Shaley. Well, nope. She knocked it away. Couldn't quite run it down. Hughes beat her to the ball, or rather Lawrence beat her to the ball. Great hustle by Shaley.
And a good decision by Shaley. She could have run out and left Leffler wide open under the basket, but when it became clear that she didn't have much of a shot to get to it, she retreated to Leffler to make sure she didn't have an easy layup out of it.
And you also don't want to commit a foul going on after the loose ball either.
Especially out by half court.
Right. This is Lawrence, left wing, penetrates, kicks out to Leffler. Top of the key, out high right side, it goes to Huber. Right wing, this is Nani with 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Now back to Huber, top of the key, down to left baseline to Leffler. Traveled again, no call. Pass stolen away, though, by Shaley Florine. Gives way to Raina with 20 seconds to play. We'll see if the looks like the streaks are going to work for one. Raina on the dribble in the center circle with 15.
Each team with five turnovers now.
Lawrence comes out and picks her up. Raina spins right side down the lane. Nice dish to Shaley, left side, up off the glass and in, and she's fouled. What a nice job by Raina. They were going to work for one shot, but when they give it to you, she drove down the right side, and the defense came over and picked her up. Nice dump to Shaley, laid it up and in. And who'd the foul go on? Let's see.
They haven't put it on the board yet. 42 Anastasia Holmes.
Anastasia Hollins. Okay, because on the roster it says Taylor Patkunas. As Shaley missed the free throw, rebound kept alive, though, by Kylie Townsend to Kaylin, who's back in. Left wing to Kayla, top of the key, Lexi with two, fires a long three, bounces off, no good. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 15, the normal U-High Pioneers 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hot cakes and sausage for dinner, looking forward to the treat. Thank thanks to the all-day breakfast menu with Mickey D's. Sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Can't beat the flavor or the taste. My favorite lunch with golden hash browns.
All day, every day. Hey, hey. All day, every day.
For good mornings, great afternoons, and even better evenings, dig into McDonald's all-day breakfast menu and savor the flavor of breakfast.
All day, every day. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Folks like you are snapping up lucky deals on quality pre-owned vehicles during tax refund season at Bob Lindsay Cars. Take that refund and invest it wisely on reliable transportation by looking for a car, truck, or van at Bob Lindsay Cars in Galesburg. Bob Lindsay has a great selection of vehicles in stock from $1,500 and up, and over 30 vehicles in stock priced under $10,000. Shop their inventory at BobLindsayCars.net or stop in Bob Lindsay Cars just north of Arby's on Henderson Street in Galesburg. Great selection and a name you've grown to trust for almost 40 years. Make Bob Lindsay Cars the place to go for your transportation needs.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
First quarter in the books. Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Normal U-High Pioneers 15-5. U-High with the basketball to start the second quarter. This is Nani with the basketball. Out between the circles, Lawrence. Left wing, it goes to Huber. Nice pass over the top to Nani on the right baseline. Five-footer up and no good. Shaley with a rebound. And outlets to Reyna. Two-on-two break. Reyna to Lexi, left wing. And Miss Kylie running down the left side lane. Then Reyna was open down on the right side. Couldn't get it to her either. Now Kayla has it. Goes to the right wing. And she's bumped by Leffler. And that's going to be the first foul on Addie Leffler. 16 fouls now on U-High, so the Streaks will be shooting free throws from every foul here on out in the first half. Out high left side, this is Kayla to Lexi between the circles. Right side it goes to Reyna. Now to Lexi, top of the key, wide open three is good. That's her second of the ball game. Assist to Reyna, make it 18-5 Streaks with 7:18 to play here in the first half. Huber in the backcourt. Kind of token full court pressure from the Streaks.
With the game later today, it'd be great if the Streaks could kind of put their foot on the throat here in the second quarter and kind of rest the starters in the second half.
Leffler left baseline with it, and a steal by Kayla Townsell. Nice job by Kayla stepping into the passing lane. Kayla down the left side. She's going to pull it out. Gives to Kylie down the left side of the lane. Left hand up and good. Nice play, Kayla to Kylie, and Laura Sellers calls a timeout. Didn't like what she saw there. Streaks lead 20-5. With 6:50 to play here in the first half, and this is going to be a 30-second timeout as she's going to get Sendelbach back into the ball game. Great job again, Kayla. Wisely pulled it back out, didn't try to force it on the one-on-one. Pulled it back out to the wing, and a great job by Kylie, as you talked about, running the floor and getting herself open, running down the lane. Streaks with a 20-5 lead here. With 6:50 to play in the first half, and of course the Morton Potters later on this afternoon. 3:00 scheduled tip-off, so we'll take the air around 2:40 this afternoon. It just depends on how everything's running here. And then the Galesburg Silver Streak boys back in action tonight, coming off a big win over the Rock Island Rocks last night on the road up at the Rock Garden. 59-44 was the final on that one. They've got a very good Champaign Centennial team coming in. Really interesting because Centennial lost their two bigs and their coach, the Finkies, the older brother, of course, playing for Illinois now. They're at Central, Champaign Central now, but Centennial's actually got the better record at this point of the season, and they've played some pretty good basketball, so it'll be a tough task for the Streaks tonight. But they're playing some pretty good basketball themselves. Lawrence, right baseline. Underneath it goes travel to Baker, and a travel call. Nice defense. Shaley, and I think Kylie Townsend got down there to double down as well.
Well, she couldn't get away from Shaley and just kept backing up without dribbling, and finally the call came.
Reyna with it as U-High comes out in the man-to-man again. Reyna out high right side with it to Kayla on the left wing to Shaley mid-post. She turns, faces up, goes into the paint. Right-handed hook shot is up and good.
Good take there by Shaley. Just another back down until she got in position, and then she went with the right-handed hook.
22-5 streak, 6:10 to play first half. Leffler left wing with it working against Shaley. Now kicks it out. It's going to go in the backcourt. It's going to be a violation, but no. Reyna runs it down and gets fouled by Huber. Great, great decision by Reyna that time. He talked about the nice decision by Shaley earlier to not go after the loose ball after the steal, but that would have just, the Streaks would have gotten the ball anyway. It would have been a violation of over and back, but Huber was just kind of halfway going after the basketball. Reyna recognized that and ran it down, and they got fouled by Huber, so Reyna goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. First shot up and good.
Reyna an 80%+ free throw shooter, so definitely the player the Streaks want at the line in these situations.
She's got six in the ball game as Kaylin Boyston replaces Kylie Townsend with 6:04 to play here in the it's Kayla Townsend, 6:04 to play here in the first half. Second shot up and good as well. Make it 24-5 Streaks. And Kayla actually went to the locker room. Assistant coach Jessica Howard's going to follow her in there. As Lawrence, boy, is that a carry? Is it? She lost the ball and then caught it.
Yeah, I don't know how that wasn't a travel, a carry, something.
Now knocked away by Reyna and a ball tipped by Lawrence from laying on her back. And Uhi somehow comes up with a good hustle by Lawrence. Now this is Sendelbach on the dribble against Kaylin Boyston.
Oh.
Oh, boy, she got called. Kaylin got called for a foul. Sendelbach just lost her footing there, tripped and fell. And
Volleyball end line there.
Yeah. Kaylin gets called for the foul. That's the third team foul on the Streaks. As checking back in is Raven Hughes for Uhi, and she'll inbound from the right baseline. 5:40 to play, first half. Streaks lead 24-5. Leffler, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Huber against Lexi Daniels outside the three-point arc. Now at high left side, Sendelbach working against Kaylin Boydston. She dribbles right, goes to the wing, and gives to Huber. Huber dribbles to the top of the key, stops. Left wing, it goes to Baker. Baker dribbles right.
And travel.
And traveled. And, you know, I'm looking at a couple of these guards, especially Huber and Sendelbach. The Streaks, when they stop or receive the pass, the Streaks are playing off of them, and they have a chance. They have at least a brief open look, and they're not even looking to shoot, period.
No. And in fact, when they're coming to a stop, they're most concerned about who they're going to pass to.
Yeah, who could I get it to? Reyna Gully, right wing with it, as Kylie gets held trying to get through a pick. And now it's left wing to Kaylin. Kaylin on the dribble, gives to Lexi, right wing. Now back to Reyna, right of the center circle with 5 minutes to play in the first half. Kylie Townsend now, Shaylee Florine, now Reyna Gully, top of the key. Reyna, right wing to Lexi, down on the right block. Shaylee turns, lays it up and in. Nice job by Lexi. Leffler went to her right toward the baseline, so Shaylee spun to her left, lays it up and in. She's got six, 26-5 Streaks. And on the inbound, knocked away by Reyna Gully. It's going to go back to Uhi. 4:45 to play first half, 26-5 Streaks. And it comes to Hughes. She'll bring it across, and she's going to try to go one-on-one against Shaylee. Nope, pulls it up and kicks it left wing to Sendelbach. Now to Huber between the circles. Nice look over the top to Leffler. Shot partially blocked by Reyna, but she got a piece of the hand. That'll be the first foul on Reyna. And it'll be Addie Leffler going to the free throw line with two shots. Fourth team foul on the Streaks. 4:35 to play first half. So Addie Leffler, 5'10 sophomore for Uhi, misses a shot. You know, so far, she may be their most sure ball handler. She doesn't handle it a lot, but on the full court press, they've given it to her and let her bring it up.
Well, and the reason it's worked for them is because Shaylee's playing so far off on those.
Makes one of two and make it 26-6 with 4:32 to play here in the first half. Kaylin Boyston out high left side to Lexi between the circles, out high right side to Reyna. Over the top, it goes to Shaylee on the left baseline. Just inside the three-point arc, and Shaylee lost the handle. I thought initially it might have gone off the foot of Baker, but Shaylee lost it out of bounds and disgusted with herself, runs back to the other end of the floor, and the Pioneers will take over. And it'll be Lawrence inbound on the near sideline as Baker goes to the bench. Kayla Townsend coming back out to the bench now, along with the assistant coach Jessica Howard. This is Nani across midcourt in the center circle on high left side to Sendelbach against Lexi Daniels. Sendelbach on the dribble. Now gives to Lawrence between the circles. Lawrence, top of the key to Leffler. Nice pass over the top to Hughes. Puts it up and in. Hughes with six of the 8 points. They have nine. Is it eight? Two free. So she's got six of the eight for Uhi. 26-8 Galesburg. Kaylin Boyston, top of the key, left wing to Lexing. Back to Kaylin between the circles. Nice bounce for Shaylee in the paint. Goes up, puts it up, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped up, and Leffler comes down with it. That was a nice pass from Kaylin to Shaylee. Shaylee couldn't get the shot to fall. Leffler on the dribble. Kicks to Lawrence. She'll fire the 17-footer right side. It's good. First basket for Jasmine Lawrence. She's got three, and Coach Kevin Massey calls a 30-second timeout. He'll bring Kayla Townsend and Emily Meinert back into the game, and he wants to talk a little bit about what's going on defensively with the Streaks. They've made a couple of nice passes over the top and gotten behind the Streaks defense for a couple of easy shots.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like the streaks are tracking well on the conversion from the press to the half-court defense. You've got to really, when you fall back into your half-court defense, you've got to do a great job of picking up the positions or the assignments you have. And unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, it doesn't seem like they've been able to do that so far in the early going anyway.
And you go from a 20 to a 14-point lead now with 3:23 to play in the half. So the Streaks bring out Emily Meinert, Kylie Townsend, or 16, excuse me, Emily Meinert, Kylie Townsend, Kaylin Boydston, Raina Gully, and Kayla Townsend. 3:23 to play first half, and this time they'll come out, and it looks like a 1-1-3, they're going man-to-man. Okay. I say that was a kind of a strange setup initially. Well, no, it's not either. Maybe this is their 1-2-2 zone, and they just set it up a little bit differently. Raina with it.
I'm guessing it's their 2-3, but they put the point out a little farther.
Kayla for three out high on the left side. That's short. Rebound grab by Lawrence. Lawrence running down the right side. Nice crossover in front of Raina. Lays it up and in. That was a nice move by Jasmine Lawrence. She's got two quick baskets, 5 points, and they get 26-12. Oh, it was 26-12 on the board. That's why I said 14, but they changed it back to 10.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said 4. I was thinking, I know it said 12 up there, and they changed it to 10. Now a steal by Nani down the right side, lays it up and in. So Amber Nani with her first basket, and now it's a 12-point lead.
Usually you call that timeout in it to rally your troops, but U-High took advantage, and now they've got four straight out of the timeout.
Raina with it out high on the right side. So the 2-3 zone, they just set it up weird when they go from the start. They come out and guard the point guard. Kayla, right wing, lost a handle on it, got it back. Looks for help, and there should have been a double dribble, I thought. Missed the shot, and a rebound comes down to Hughes, and now reach is going to be called on Kaylin Boydston. That'll be her second foul with 2:06 to play here in the first half. Lexi Daniels back in, Shaylee Florine back in, as Kaylin and Emily will take a rest. And, you know, you don't want to let this team get some momentum heading into halftime. You'd like to get a couple of stops and at least a couple of more baskets on your behalf. Long down court pass, and they way overthrew Hughes. It was Lawrence, and looked like a quarterback on that one. Didn't even hit. It actually landed out of bounds. She threw it so far. Should be the Streaks ball down here. Yeah, I was going to say they were going to give it to him on the other end. Nobody touched it, so the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. 2:06 to play here on the first half. Streaks leading 26-14. It'll be Kayla Townsend to inbound. And it comes to Kylie Townsend, right block up and in. Nice look from Kayla to Kylie. Kylie stepped in front of the defender, was wide open. She's got eight and make it 28-14. And the ball gets knocked away again on the inbound by Raina. Though it'll go back to U-High with under 2 minutes to play.
Let's see how the Streaks answer this little mini run the Pioneers have been on.
Hughes has it. She'll bring it down against Shaylee. Nice bounce for Nani. Right back to Hughes. Lay it up and in. That was a nice fast break.
Well, and that's the problem with how the Streaks set up their press. When you have five players in there that can dribble the ball, because Shaylee goes to free safety mode out by the free throw line on the other end of the floor, so they've been just throwing it to whoever she's guarding, and that player's been able to push the ball up the floor.
Nice backdoor pass from Raina to Kayla Townsend. Tried the alley-oop, and as Kayla's trying to tip it up and in, gets fouled by Raven Hughes, and that is her third foul. So going to the free throw line will be Kayla Townsend with two shots, with now 1:36 to play in the half. And quickly, Coach Laura Sellers gets Cheyenne Peterson, a 5'11 sophomore, in. She'll replace Hughes. Hughes without Shante Stonewall out there, obviously the best athlete out there for U-High, and now she's out with three fouls. First free throw up and good for Kayla. That is her first point. 29-16 Streaks, 1:36 to play first half. Now, Shante Stonewall is dressed, and she did warm up with him, but I can't imagine.
She's also in the book.
Yeah, they have her in the scorebook as Kayla hits the second. Can't imagine we will see her, because she obviously would not be at anywhere close to 100%. As Nani fires a three from out high, that's short. Rebound comes out to Peterson. Bounces baseline for Lawrence. Lawrence bowls her way in and missed the shot, and Shaylee with a rebound. Raina across midcourt left side for Lexi. Right wing, long three-pointer. That's off the mark. Weak side rebound, Kayla Townsend. Back out to Raina, left of the center circle. 1:05 to play. Now it's Kylie Townsend left wing to Shaylee, top of the key, out high right side to Raina. Gets to Kylie, waited for her to get open under the basket. Good. That was just like a quarterback waiting inside the red zone, waiting for the receiver to get open in the end zone. Found her. Kylie lays it up and in. She's got 10. Make it 32-16 Streaks. 45 seconds to play in the half. Nani out between the circles.
Streaks lead at 16. Highest lead of the biggest lead of the game was 21 at 26-5.
Nani drives down the right side, missed the easy two. Shaley tips up the rebound and grabs it. Now gives to Reyna. Two-on-one break. Reyna on the dribble. Bounces for Lexi, and Lexi lost the handle. And we could even see it as Lexi was going to receive the pass. She started looking up at the basket, and you got to catch it before you shoot it, though. Yes, that's another football analogy. You got to look it into your hands. You can't shoot it before you have a hold of it, because it was a nice pass from Reyna. Had to throw it hard on the bounce, so you just have to make the catch before you put up the shot. Full court pressure again. Leffler runs it across left side. 24 seconds to play. Over the top, Peterson, 15-footer right wing is no good. Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Gives way to Kaylin Boydston, who's back in. She replaced Reyna. Now it's Kayla. 12 seconds to play. Kaylin on the dribble, gives to Kayla between the circles. 8 seconds to play. Kayla drives baseline, pulls up with a 5-footer off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled. A block is going to go against Leffler. Nice job by Kayla Townsend. Went up, drew the contact, concentrated on the shot, got it up off the glass and in, and she'll go to the free throw line with a chance at the three-point play. That's now two fouls on Addie Leffler as Ellen Junk replaces Kylie Townsend with 4.5 to play. So a quick four-point run by Kayla Townsend now, quick four here late in the quarter, and now make it five as she converts a three-point play with 3 seconds to play. Now with two, and a three-quarter court shot is no good at the buzzer, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks have doubled up and then some on the Normal U-High Pioneers. We are at halftime. It is Galesburg 35, Normal U-High 16. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard. We'll run down our halftime stats as well. Streaks lead at 35-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's absolutely ivory, a pearly orb, immaculate, lifting your spirit when you're spotted wearing one. It is the new white WGIL button. You could win up to $500. And wouldn't that be heavenly?
Pick up yours today at Kehill Eye Care in the 4L Plaza and at the customer service desk at OSF St. Mary Medical Center.
For details, visit WGIL.com.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask me, Timothy Campus in Galesburg, about shelter's renter's insurance coverage.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Zeus, look at this mess. Just what do you think you're doing? I can see you're taking a bath, but the water is supposed to stay in the tub. Oh, well, in that case, I'll go get your rubber ducky.
Zeus knows that spills happen, but with new luxury vinyl floors from Reinschmitz, you don't have to worry about a thing because they're waterproof. Color Tile's enhanced vinyl planks are durable and stylish, which makes them great for every room in your home. See them today at Reinschmitz Carpet and Furniture Gallery, made in Henderson, Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
At halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Normal U-High Pioneers 35-16. Streaks outscored Normal U-High 15-5 in that first quarter, 22-11 in that second quarter. And lead it here at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Galesburg Silver Streak boys, a big win on the road last night at the Rock Garden as they are in control of the Western Big Six Conference. The Streaks defeated Rock Island 59-44 last night was the final in that one. So the Streaks all alone atop the Western Big Six Conference, still unbeaten in conference play, and now 21 or 22 and 1 on the season now. As they have the one blemish on their record. They'll be back in action tonight as they take on the Champaign Centennial Chargers here at John Field Gym. That one's scheduled for 7 o'clock. So around 6:40 for the pregame with Brad and Jim tonight here on WGIL. The other games that are going on here today in the Martin Luther King Tournament, we've got playing right now over at the Fieldhouse. Should be a good one. Morton and Quincy Notre Dame are actually matching up. That should be a pretty good game. Morton, of course, coming off a conference loss last night to East Peoria, just their second loss of the season. Following this game here at John Field Gym, it'll be the Prairie Central Hawks taking on Rockford Auburn. Over at the Fieldhouse at 11, it'll be Peoria High taking on Lincoln Way Central. At 1:30 this afternoon here, should be a good game between Quincy Notre Dame and Normal U High, followed, of course, by the Streaks and Morton, scheduled for 3 o'clock. We'll take the air at about 2:40 for the pregame this afternoon. Then the final girls game here in the tournament, to Lincoln Way Central plays Prairie Central at 4:30 over at the Fieldhouse. Galesburg sophomores take on Peoria High at 12:30. And then another varsity game has Rockford Auburn taking on Peoria High. Of course, then coming up next week, Thursday night, it'll be the Moline Maroons coming to John Field Gym. Of course, that Alleman game was our final road game of the regular season. So the Moline Maroons will be in town next Thursday. And then next Saturday, we've got the shootout here at Galesburg High School. And the Streaks will take on Breeze Central. They are the number one ranked team in Class 2A. The following Thursday, February 4th, Quincy, a Saturday home game against Sterling on February 6th, which has been switched from a 1:30 to a 3 o'clock game. And then we'll wrap up the regular season. That'll be a big one. The Rock Island Rocks will be here on Thursday, February 11th, before we head into regional play. We're at halftime. Streaks lead at 35-16. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a three-quarter ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly sunny, high near 30 today, then becoming mostly cloudy tonight, a low 19. Mostly cloudy, 38 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low 28. Monday, rain and snow likely, a high 39. Then Monday night, cloudy, chance for some snow, a low 26. Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly cloudy each day, a high near 30. Right now in downtown Galesburg, 22. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Class 4A powerhouse Champaign Centennial comes to Galesburg tonight to battle the Galesburg boys basketball team. I'm Brad Benowitz. Jim Lee and I'll have Streaks pregame coverage at 6:06 this evening on WGIL.
We're at halftime. Streaks lead at 35-16 over the Normal U-High Pioneers. Sam Meredith, Eric Gibson. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks, a great balanced scoring attack. Kylie Townsend leading the way with 10 points on 5 baskets. 7 points for Raina Gully, a 3, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 for Shaylee Florine on 3 baskets. 6 for Lexi Daniels on 2 3-pointers. 5 for Kayla Townsend all on a basket. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 1 point for Emily Minard on 1 for 2 from the line. The Streaks with 3 3-pointers. 6 for 7 from the free throw line. 8 points from Raven Hughes to lead the way for Normal U-High, but she does have 3 fouls. She had 3 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Jasmine Lawrence off the bench, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Amber Nani on a basket, a point for Addie Leffler on 1 for 2 from the line. No 3-pointers in the first half, 4 for 6 from the free throw line.
Turnover situation, Streaks have turned it over 8 times, but actually the second quarter was a much better quarter. They only turned it over 3 times in that second quarter. 10 turnovers for U-High, 5 in each quarter. Streaks have a 10-6 edge in rebounds, a 2-1 edge in offensive rebounds, so not a lot of missed shots, primarily because the teams combined for 18 turnovers. 6 of 16 from the field was U-High, 0 of 3 from distance. Streaks 13 of 19, 3 of 6 from 3.
Streaks lead it at halftime 35-16 over the Normal U-High Pioneers. And let's see, it'll be... Streaks basketball to start the second half. They come out with their starting five: Kayla Townsend, Raina Gully, Kylie Townsend, Lexi Daniels, Shaylee Florine. It'll be Kayla Townsend inbound from the near sideline at midcourt. In the backcourt, it goes to Raina. She'll bring it across against the man-to-man defense. Shaylee now to Kylie between the circles out high right side. This is Raina. Nice backdoor pass to Kylie. Left hand up off the glass and in. She's got 12 and another assist for Raina. 37-16 Streaks.
Kylie just having a great game. She hasn't missed from the field.
This is Nani with it out between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Baker. Left baseline, this is Hughes working against Kylie Townsend. Goes to the wing, kicks back out to Sendelbach. Out high left side on the volleyball spike line.
It's a 21-point lead. Matches the Streaks' biggest lead of the game, previously at 26-5.
Hughes left baseline, back out to Sendelbach. Brings it between the circles, gives to Leffler out high right side. She'll dribble to the wing and goes right baseline to Nani. Nani outside the three-point arc, goes to the wing, back out to Leffler, now out high left side. This is Hughes with it. Hughes puts it on the floor, now gets it to Nani. Now right baseline, it goes to Leffler, back out to Nani, out high on the right side against Kayla Townsend. Left side, it goes to Sendelbach, and she just loses it out of bounds. Wasn't a bad pass, might have been slightly off the mark, but it went right through her hands, and the Streaks get it back on a U-High turnover. And Coach Sellers just kind of looking on in disgust after that one. Under 7 minutes to play, third quarter, Streaks with a 37-16 lead. Kayla Townsend, a Shaylee tab of the key, right wing bounces to Raina. Now to Kayla down on the right block, misses shot, rebound comes down to Leffler. Nice bounce from Raina to Kayla, couldn't get the shot to fall. Now this is Baker down on the left block, kicks out to Leffler, 17 foot right side is up and good. Leffler showing a little bit of range there, her first basket, she's got 3 points down, 37-18 Streaks. 2-3 zone now from U-High. Raina with it. And she'll set the offense, waiting for it to open up to get it to Shaylee at the high post. Now gives to Kayla, top of the key, back to Raina, right baseline. Raina swings it over to Lexi, left wing. Now to Shaylee, mid post, drives in, spins back to the left with the left hand. Too strong, rebound comes down to Leffler. And Shaylee was a little bit farther from the basket than she thought when she let that shot go. This is Nani at the free throw line. Kicks left baseline to Hughes. Back out it goes to Sendelbach. Now at high right side, it's Baker. Right baseline to Leffler outside the three-point arc. Shaylee closes out on her. Now back out to Baker. Now it's Nani out at the volleyball spike line, now near the center circle. This is Sendelbach out high on the left side against Raina Gully. Goes to the top of the key, right wing to Hughes. 5:37 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks 37-18 in the lead. Sendelbach dribbles on the right side. Tipped away and stolen by Raina Gully. 2-on-1 break. Raina bounces for Kayla up off the glass and in. What a great play by Raina Gully. Tapped the ball away. Comes up with a steal. Gets the assist. Make it 39-18 Streaks.
Well, great job drawing the defense, too, when she got down there. She could have taken it herself, let the defense come to her, and just laid it off nicely to Kayla.
This is Leffler, gives to Hughes out high on the left side against Kylie Townsell. Hughes stops between the circles now, gives out high right side to Baker. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Now it's Nani. Nani down the left side of the lane, picks up and gives to Hughes in the paint. Now kicks right side to Baker. Her 18-footer is no good. Rebound to Kylie Townsell. Now it's Reyna. Down court it goes to Lexi on the right wing. Back to Reyna out high right side. And she bounces for Kylie on the right wing. Now Shaley and Shaley Baker fighting
with
in there.
Push off.
Nice look underneath Reyna to Kylie. Left hand put it up. Couldn't hit that one. Her first miss of the ball game. 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Now Leffler from the left baseline puts up a 15-footer and in. Addie Leffler with her second basket, both here in the third quarter. She's got five, make it 39-20 streaks.
Teams have just exchanged baskets so far in the first part of this third quarter.
Kylie Townsend on high left side to Reyna out high right side. Right baseline to Lexi, wide open for three. That's short, and the rebound comes down to Hughes. Right on target, a little bit short. Long down court pass goes to Leffler on the right baseline. Nice job by Reyna hustling back. Now Hughes running down the lane, puts it up and in, and again goes up off balance, falling into the defense, and I think Lexi got called for the foul. No, it goes.
Yeah, I think it did.
Kylie Townsend, they called. I didn't even see her near the play. I thought Lexi and Shaley were there, but Kylie picks up her second foul, so Hughes puts a shot up and in. She's got 10 now, a chance for 11. Hey, our best wishes to Streak Superfans Steve and Janine Bryant. Steve is under the weather. I know they wish they could be here, and we miss hearing the high-o silver before the ball tips off. So, Steve, get better soon. Want to see you back out here at John Thiel Gym.
Well, Jim, just a little bit more empty when the two of them aren't here.
Well, yeah, we thought there wasn't going to be anybody in here. When we started the pregame, what did I count, four fans in here?
Yeah.
And then right before tip-off, quite a few more came in. Still, I guess it's an okay crowd for this time on a Saturday morning as Lexi fires a three right baseline. I think it was partially blocked by Huber, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as Lawrence was fighting with Kaylin Boyce before. Kaylin in there, also Emily Meinert and Ellen Junk, along with Raina Gully and Lexi Daniels. 3:42 to play, third quarter, and it comes to Reyna. Left baseline for three. Bounces high, bounces off, no good. Rebound to Ellen Junk, kicks back out to Reyna. Reyna down the middle, puts up the runner, and good. Reyna with nine.
She kissed that one over the front of the rim. It hit directly on the front of the rim, just kind of snuck over.
41-23 streaks. This is Peterson with it. Cheyenne Peterson to Huber now. Jessica Huber back to Peterson, left baseline, out high left side. It goes to Amber Nani. Left baseline back to Peterson, goes to the wing, kicks out to Leffler out high left side. Now to Huber out high on the right side. She'll go to the top of the key and pick up her dribble. Gets to Peterson. Now it's Huber between the circles. And she's just holding on right now.
She's got the five going.
Yeah. Gets right side finally to Lawrence. Now top of the key, it's Leffler working against Ellen Junk. Leffler dribbles out, now picks up, and gets to Peterson out high on the left side against Emily Meinert. Now between the circles, this is Nani with us. She's doing a great job defensively. Now it's Leffler. Turns, fires a 14-footer. That bounces high, no good. Rebound, Kaylin Boydston for the Streets. Kaylin on the run, down court to Emily Meinert all by herself. Lays it up and in. Nice vision by Kaylin. She got the rebound and turned and decided to take it herself and saw Emily running the floor. Emily Meinert lays it up and in her first basket. She's got 3:43-23 streaks. 2:22 to play, third quarter.
I thought Coach Massey may try to keep the stars out as long as possible, but Kaylin and Shaley are going to come to the table to come in.
Kaylin Boydston just picked up a foul. That was a nice look from Leffler to Lawrence under the basket. Lawrence lays it up and in and draws the foul. So Lawrence with 7 points in the ballgame, chance to make it eight. That's three fouls on Kaylin Boydston as Lexi Daniels, Ellen Junk, and Emily Miner will check out. Let's see, Reyna back in, Kayla Shaley back in. Also, it'll be Sage Milroy checking in. She will actually show up.
I don't think they can do that. Okay.
Okay, she's replacing Kayla. Yeah.
Yeah, because Sage came in and Kayla headed out, and Kayla had just come into the game, so they can't.
Yeah, so Kaylin Boydston went out rather than Kayla Townsend. So it's Shaley, Reyna, Kayla, Kylie, and Sage Milroy. Free throw up and good for Jasmine Lawrence. She's got eight, and she's checking in. Actually, it's Hughes back in. She replaces Leffler. 2:16 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 43-26. So Coach Massey trying to get his starters some rest off and on here. Reyna out high on the right side. Backdoor pass to Kayla Townsend and gets fouled.
Wow.
And no call, and it's going to go back to Normal U-High. Hughes was there, and
Hughes was all over the back. And
yeah, they said they said it went off of Kayla. This is Lawrence across midcourt, left of the center circle. Now between the circles, working against Reyna, bounces for Hughes, high post right side at the elbow. Now gets to Peterson, fires from on top of the three-point arc, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped by Hoover. Hughes comes up with it. Five-footer is up and good. Raven Hughes with 12, and a 30-second timeout called by U-High head coach Laura Sellers. And this is definitely a coaching moment. I'm not sure exactly what she's being very animated with her team, that's for sure. And now she
walking away from the huddle.
Yeah, stepped out of the huddle after that. Oh, she's letting I think this is one of the injured players she's got talking. So that was interesting. 1:43 to play here in the third quarter with the Streaks leading 43-28.
Yeah, I didn't get that whole situation.
Because she pulled the girl in. She's in street clothes. I'm assuming it's one of their injured players, and she's limping. And she got in kind of animated, and then she pulled the other girl in, and she walked out. Pretty interesting. So this team just keeps hanging around. The Streaks get it back to a 20-21-point lead, and then they just kind of creep their way back in a little bit. 1-2-2 zone this time for the Pioneers. Left wing, Kayla Townsell. Back out to Kylie, left to the center circle. Spreading out on the zone and picking up the ball handlers. Now Kayla drives baseline, shot off the side of the glass, no good. Hughes with a rebound. Gets to Nani on the right wing. Nani drives to the right elbow, pulls back out, and picks up her dribble, gives to Lawrence, top of the key. Lawrence picks up top of the key, left wing to Peterson. Now it's Hughes, top of the key, against Kylie Townsend on the high right side to Nani. Nani goes to the free throw line, picks up, kicks out to Hoover. Hoover dribbles right to the right elbow, picks up and gets to Peterson out high on the left side. Peterson right, puts a shot up in the paint, off the glass, no good. Shaley with a rebound. Outlet to Reyna. Down court it goes to Sage on the right wing. Back to Reyna out high right side, back to Sage, and she'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. And a rebound down to Hughes, and nearly got tied up by Kayla Townsend. Got it away, though. Now it's Nani, right wing, fires a three. That's good. I thought that was going to be way off. I thought it was way hard, but I guess it had enough arc on it. We couldn't see the angle
on that. A lot of arc.
Wow, and she's got five and make it 43-31 now.
Streaks down to 12.
With less than 30 to play third quarter, Streaks will work for one.
Closest it's been since it was 28-16 Streaks back in the second quarter. Tight one going on over at the field house. Morton a 23-19 lead when they hit half over Quincy Notre Dame. They were trailing 9-7 after one.
Streaks will trigger now with nine. Reyna Gully dribbles right with eight and gets bumped by Peterson. That'll be Cheyenne Peterson's first foul with 7.1 to play. Streaks will be able to set up a play on the inbound from the right baseline. Kayla Townsend will inbound as Lexi Daniels checks back in. Baker back in for U-High, replacing Hughes, who's got three fouls.
Realistically, not a bad foul by Peterson either. Took the ball out of Reyna's hands, driving to the basket.
Now a steal. Oh, a near steal on the inbound. They got it into Lexi on the left baseline on the inbound. They closed out, so she tried to bounce it inside for Kylie, and it got knocked away. And the Streaks, they said when it got knocked away, whoever it was, I think it was Baker, was standing on the inline. So Kayla inbound into Kylie, right block up, missed the shot. Peterson over the back, and time runs out. We have played three quarters. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 43, the Normal U-High Pioneers 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Normal U-High Pioneers 43-31. Fourth quarter getting ready to start. Streaks actually were outscored in that quarter 15-8 by U-High. U-High with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. And this is Hoover with it. left wing to Lawrence, goes to the top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Anani, and a bad air ball that time on the three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Shaley. That was about 4 feet out in front of the basket that came down to Shaley.
Well, she hit that last one. She had to do a heat check there to see where she was, and she was back to being ice cold.
Reyna with it, gives to Kylie out high on the left side. Now it's Shaley, top of the key, right wing to Reyna. Tried to get inside to Kylie, and Kylie got bumped as she was trying to go down the lane. Huber kind of cut her off there, and the pass ended up going awry because of that. Now it is Huber with it out high on the left side, working against Lexi Daniels. Drives in left side, shot blocked by Kylie Townsend. Kylie with a rebound.
Who was that shot?
That was Huber.
Thank you.
Now Reyna down the middle. Ooh, tried to dump it off to Shaley, and Baker got a hand in there, knocked it away. Huber comes up with it for U-High.
Two turnovers now in the fourth quarter for the Streaks already.
Under 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 43-31. Peterson left side with it. Left baseline to Baker outside the three-point arc. Top of the key to Lawrence. Lawrence dribbles right, working against Reyna. Now picks up, looking for help. And finally gets it left wing to Peterson. Back to the top of the key to Lawrence. Dribbles right, gives to Baker on the right wing. Now it is Nani on the right baseline. Is knocked away. She tried to get inside to Lawrence, and Reyna reaches in, knocks it away. It goes out of bounds. So the Pioneers will trigger from the right baseline as Leffler and Hughes check back in. They replace Peterson and Huber. Leffler will inbound from the right baseline for U-High. Normal U-High out of the Corn Belt Conference. Same conference, Prairie Central, that's going to be coming up a little bit later. Plays in that conference, as does Bloomington Central Catholic, Olympia, Pontiac, among others. Out high right side, this is Baker. Swings it to Hughes and overthrew her. Hughes able to run it down on the left baseline, though. Fortunately for Hughes, she could jump. Otherwise, I don't think most girls probably wouldn't even gotten the fingertips on that one. Now this is Nani down the right side, spins into the paint, pulls up with a five-footer, can't hit. Rebound Leffler, kicks to Hughes, and she lost it out of bounds. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. They ran a lot of time off and came up empty-handed.
13th turnover to the game now for U-High.
They ran just over 2 minutes off on that possession and came up empty-handed. Now Reyna walks it across for the Streaks. Out high left side, it's Kylie. Shaley now top of the key to Reyna, and Reyna lost it. Reyna was trying to come toward her, and Lawrence running down all by herself, stops, puts a shot up and in. So Jasmine Lawrence having quite a game for U-High. She's got 10 now, make it
off
a 10-point
bench,
lead.
Right?
Yeah, 43-33 Streaks lead. Shaley out high left side, left wing to Kayla. Brings it back out between the circles, gets to Lexi on the left wing. She'll dribble it out high and swings to Kayla right of the center circle. Maybe they're going to try to pull U-High out of the 1-2-2 zone. Left wing, it goes to Reyna. Now to Shaley, top of the key. Right wing, Kayla fires a wide open three. Good! Kayla Townsend.
That was a big three right there, Tom, because the Streaks have kind of gotten complacent on the offensive end. Hadn't done a whole lot, so that three is going to just give them some breathing room here with the 5 minutes left to go in regulation.
10 for Kayla Townsend. Now didn't score in the first quarter. 45-33 Streaks. And a steal now by Kayla Townsend to Shaley.
46-33. They just fixed the scoreboard.
Oh, okay. That's right. It was a three-pointer.
I think we're on backup duty on the scoreboard.
Well, yeah, with Janine out with her ill husband today. Now we've got a foul on Lawrence as she fouls Reyna handling the ball. Just the second team foul in the second half. Both teams with just two team fouls in the second half.
How many points do you have for Lawrence? I have 10.
Well, let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8. Yep, 10.
Okay, yeah, the scoreboard's got that wrong, too. So that's why I was curious.
4:37 to play. Streaks lead 46-33. Reyna Gully on the dribble between the circles. They come out in a 2-3 zone this time. Kayla left wing. She'll fire the three from that side. That's too strong. Lexi with a rebound. Kicks out to Reyna left of the center circle. Now right wing to Kayla. Back to Reyna out high on the right side. Now Kayla gives to Shaley at the top of the key. Left baseline for Lexi. Dribbles to the wing. Now gets to Shaley down the left block. Leans in up off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled by Baker. So Lexi with the assist, 8 now for Shaley. Make it 48-33, 4:13 to play. That is the first foul on Jessica Baker. So Shaley Florine goes to the free throw line.
She missed her only other attempt in the game.
And that one is up and good. So make it a 49-33 lead now with 4:12 to play.
Should be, yeah, 49.
Yeah, because we had 46 heading into that. Yeah.
46, the two.
This is Nani with it on high left side on the dribble against Kayla Townsville, left wing to Leffler. Bounces inside for Hughes, spins into the paint, puts a shot up and in. She's got 14, make it 49-35, 3:50 to play.
She's a nice-looking player. It's just kind of what you talked about in the first half. They just had issues handling the ball at the floor, so it's kind of taking her out of what seems to be her comfort zone, which is about 15 feet in.
Lexi to Shaley down the left block, lays it up and in once again. Twice in a row, same play has worked. Lexi to Shaley, puts it up off the glass and in. 11 now for Shaley, 51-35 streaks. Huber with it on the right wing. Free throw line goes to Leffler. 17-footer bounces off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Huber, and it's tipped away, and Lexi Daniels comes up with it. Now it's Reyna. She'll walk it across right of the center circle, 3:10 to play. Streaks up, 51-35. Kylie Townsville, left wing. Swings it to Reyna out right of the center circle. Now to Kayla out high on the left side. Now to Shaley, mid-post, in the paint, spins, and a foul's going to be called on Huber as Shaley spun back the left way. Huber trying to double down on Shaley and got a piece of the arm. And Huber picks up her second foul.
I don't know if you noticed, but Rockford Auburn is in the gym. I believe that's them over there.
Yeah.
And on the back of their shooting shirts, they actually, it looks like they have their Twitter handles.
Really? I didn't notice that. They're interesting. They've got, it's like a red-themed camouflage. Inbound pass to Kylie from Kayla on the inbound. Kylie lays it up and in.
I think that's the fourth time. I think all four of Kayla's assists have been passing it to her sister.
And Kylie with 14, make it 53-35, our first palindrome score of the afternoon. 2:40 to play. Yeah, they're interesting. Their Auburn shooting shirts are like a red and gray camouflage. Right wing, this is Sendelbach, right baseline to Huber outside the three-point arc, working against Reyna. Pulls out to the wing, gets to Leffler down on the block. Nice job getting away and getting the pass in there. Leffler lays it up and in. She's got seven in the ball game, 53-37 streaks, 2:19 to play. Streaks just taking their time on the offensive end. 1-2-2 zone again by Uhigh. Now Kylie out high on the left side, left wing to Caleb. And looks like Streaks are going to take only an easy wide-open look if they get it. Reyna right of the center circle, now left of the center circle to Kylie. Back to Reyna with under 2 minutes to play. Pioneers coming out, but they're not getting close enough to start a count. Now Coach Seller says, yep, pick them up. Now Kylie picks up, gives to Kayla out high on the left side, left of the center circle with 1:45 to play. Shaley out high right side, bounces for Reyna on the right wing. She'll pull it back out and gives to Kylie, left of the center circle. Lexi now left wing, gets a pick from Kylie, dribbles out to the volleyball spike line. Now to Shaley between the circles, out high right side to Kayla with 1:30 to play. Streaks content to work a little clock and really not even looking to go to the basket at this point. Now Kylie gives to Reyna, and she's got it near the center circle. 1:20 to play. Reyna in the center circle gives to Shaley out high on the right side. Shaley puts on the floor and kicks over to Kylie on the left side. She'll hand off to Reyna left of the center circle with 1:09 to play. Now Shaley gives to Lexi. Streaks fans cheering on their team as they just run the clock here, leading 53-37 with less than a minute to play now. Now it's Reyna, right wing, with 54. Picks it up, gives to Kylie left of the center circle. Now Lexi left wing, and she'll pull it back out between the circles and double dribbled, and they didn't see it. She went to make the pass and picked it up and lost a handle and bounced it a couple of times again. Now Kylie with it left wing, gets bumped by Huber, and that's just the 15th foul, so no free throw still with 37 seconds to play. Third on Huber. Ellen Junk's going to check in, and she replaces Shaley. Sage Milroy is going to come in. She replaces Lexi, Emily Minerton, and she'll replace Kylie. So Reyna, well, wait, we've only got four out there. We're missing a player.
Yeah.
Now Kaylin Boyson's going to come in. And, well, Reyna's going to the bench. Nope, we got, somebody's got to stay out there. Yeah, Reyna's going to stay out there. Nope, he's going to bring, Andrew Sampson going to come in and replace Reyna. 37 seconds to play.
At the end of the third quarter, I don't know if you were listening to the boys game yesterday, but at the end of the third quarter, the Streaks got a last-second bucket and then got called for a technical.
Yeah.
Right for the free throws, and I believe is, and that's going to be a turnover on the Streaks, is Milroy got the ball back while she was staying out of bounds. But
yeah, she had handed it off to Kaitlin, and she was trying to step back in bounds, and the ball got tipped away from Kaitlin, and it went right back into the hands of Sage.
Yeah, so a technical for having too many men on the court, and just a strange sequence, because the Streaks got two free throws, and it looked like a big momentum turn, only to have the two free throws go back the other way.
As Lawrence gets an easy two under the basket with 20 seconds to play, 53-39 Streaks. Ellen Junk brings it across the court right side. Yep, I think
they missed both her hands on the ball, kind of getting away from her.
Nice look from Kaitlin Boyson. Emily Miner just absolutely wide open under the basket. She lays it up and in. Kaitlin with the assist, 55-39, 3 seconds to play. Sendelbach with it. I don't think she knows how much time. Now she's going to fire a long shot. That's an air ball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up their 24th win of the season. Final score, Galesburg 55, Normal U-High 39. Streaks now 24-1 on the season. U-High drops to 13-9 as the Streaks win the first of two here at John Thiel Gym. It's still this morning, just 10:30 as we had an early start. That's actually a pretty quick game, too. We might have started a couple of minutes early, still a pretty quick game here. And, well, when there was only, I think four or five fouls called in the second half, that makes it a little bit quicker as well. And we had a lot of time where U-High ran off a couple of minutes on one sequence, and the Streaks ran off a lot of time there at the end of the game with no whistle. So the Streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 55, Normal U-High 39. We'll come back with our post-game show, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, our post-game stats, and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks win it 55-39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Let me get a McPick 2. You know what to do. Get a McPick 2.
Get ready, because Mickey D's new McPick 2 menu's value for you. Now you can mix and match two delicious tastes for just $2. Pair new cheesy mozzarella sticks with a juicy McDouble burger. Or mix it up with small golden fries and a mouth-watering McChicken sandwich. Only $2 for any two. Head into McDonald's today and let them hear you say,
let me get a McPick 2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. For a limited time, price of single item posted on menu board.
Are you drinking on the job? No, I was talking about innovative new flooring with cork underlayment. I never said anything about popping the cork.
Zeus, that mischievous feline of flooring, invites you into Reinschmidt's to see the latest in luxury vinyl, Cortec Plus. The patent-pending construction is durable, beautiful, waterproof, and comfortable. Enjoy the look of wood or stone with the comfort of cork. See the extensive selection at Reinschmidt's Carpet and Furniture Gallery, Main and Henderson, Galesburg.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
I'm Timothy Campus, and for a free insurance review, see me at 1865 North Henderson in Galesburg.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a 3/4 ton with half ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Cortright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks win it by a final of 55-39 over the Normal U-High Pioneers. Streaks now 24-1 on the season. U-High drops to 13-9. Nice effort by the Streaks here this morning. And, you know, we talked about one of the keys, Eric, is being awake and ready to play at this time of the morning. And the Streaks were ready.
Yeah, they really were, Tom. And, you know, I just, the effort they came out with, they kind of set that tone in the first quarter, 15-5 lead, eventually pushing the lead to 26-5. I think that was really key in this, is jumping out to the big lead they did. Now, U-High, as you talked about during the game, made a couple of runs at it during the course of the game, but fortunately for the Silver Streaks, they were able to match and answer really every one of those runs that U-High went on.
So the Streaks win at 55-39. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, there was a point that Kayla Townsend kind of had a little run where she scored a basket, got a steal, a couple of assists. But really, this is one of those games where it was early on. We talked about you want to jump up and kind of put them away. They did creep back in, cut it to what, maybe 10 at one point. But really, Streaks were in control, and it really started from the beginning of the game. And one young lady really, really keyed it. Normally, who's a player that's keying defense? Offensively and rebounding, but it was on the offensive side here this morning.
Yeah, and that's Kylie Townsend. Just a nice game to start the game off. She had 4 points in the first quarter, six in the second quarter, and really pushed the Streaks to that lead. When she was at her best was when the Streaks were building that 21-point lead there in the first half. She finishes the game 14 points, Streaks leading scorer, I believe. I haven't totaled everything up yet.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, I believe she's the leading scorer for the Streaks in the game. And, you know, four rebounds, a block, just an altogether nice game. And it really seemed like her and her sister were in pretty good sync throughout the course of the game. And that really made things easier for the Silver Streaks.
So Kylie Townsend, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks went at 55-39, the final score, as Coach Massey making his way toward us. Our post-game coach's interview is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, All Together Better. Coach, a nice effort. I know I had said to you in the pregame, kind of wondering, how do you know if the girls are going to be ready to play an early morning game like this? And they most definitely came out ready and kind of, even though they crept back in a couple times, kind of put this team away early.
Yeah, I thought, you know, to be honest, I didn't think we were real sharp offensively, that we were slow getting the ball into the post and past the wrong side of post players. And so we had some turnovers doing that. But, you know, otherwise, I thought the big deal was we controlled the defensive boards and we were good defensively. So they were so patient, and so sometimes our defense caused a turnover, and then we were able to get on the boards, and I think that made the difference.
It's kind of interesting there, I think, especially in the fourth quarter, that a combination of their patience and your defense led to them coming up. They had, I think it was about a two-minute possession where they actually came up empty. So, and it was a combination. I think it was just as much your defense preventing them from doing anything as it was their patience.
Yeah, that you know, that's the you know, they had that 1 point in the second quarter where they exploded in like 40 seconds. I think they had 8 points. But otherwise, you know, they're going to kind of grind it out, and that makes it a little harder coming back.
It was nice to Kylie Townsend, always is a great contributor defensively and rebounding. She really sparked you offensively. 10 points in the first half, ended up with 14 in the game. And she and her sister really seemed to be in sync. I think Kayla had four assists to her on that inbound play where she finds her wide open down there on the block.
Yeah, we were fortunate there.
Coach, nice win. You guys will get some rest in between. You got one coming up later this afternoon. Congratulations on the win.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If I could change the world, I would make everyone be nice.
If I could change the world, I would make sure that every child had a safe place to sleep at night.
If I could change the world,
I'd make sure that no child goes to bed hungry.
United Way is changing the world right here in Knox County. Each year, your donation helps hundreds of local kids. It helps families with children avoid abuse. Make sure that local children in need receive food, clothing, and shelter.
If I could change the world, I would improve the outcomes for our students.
I would give everyone the education they need to achieve their dreams and change the world.
Your donation helps more local children to have after-school support to achieve better grades and more teens to receive a second chance through peer support.
Let's stop the cycle of poverty.
Let's get more kids in school and ready to learn.
Let's help people achieve their dreams.
Anything is possible when we're united.
Anything.
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 Get started at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Hi, this is Al Hayden. Listen for me Saturday mornings at 6:15 on Bass Pro Shops Outdoor Report here on WGIL.
Streaks win it here this morning, 55-39. The final scores, they defeat the Normal U-High Pioneers. Galesburg now 24-1 on the season. Our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks again led by our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Kylie Townsend, 14 points, 4 rebounds and a block. 11 points for Shaylee Florine. She only had a basket in the first quarter, but kind of spread them out and ends up with 5 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 10 points for Kayla Townsend. Kayla didn't even score in the first quarter. Kind of made a run in the middle two quarters there. She had two two-pointers, a three-pointer, and was 3 for 3 from the line. 9 points for Raina Gully. A couple of baskets, a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 from the line. And I'm sure she's up there on the assist list as well. 7 for Emily Minert on 3 baskets and 1 for 2 from the line. 6 for Lexi Daniels on a couple of three-pointers. Galesburg, 4 three-pointers in the game. 7 for 8 from the free-throw line.
7 for 9.
Or 7 for 9. I mean, okay, 7 for 9 from the line for the Streaks. The Pioneers led by Raven Hughes with 14 points. Got in some foul trouble, had 3 fouls into the second quarter. Ended up with 6 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. Off the bench, Jasmine Lawrence did a nice job for him. 12 points, 5 baskets, 1 for 3 from the line. 7 for Addie Leffler, a sophomore forward. 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Amber Nani. She had a 2 and a 3. They hit 1 three-pointer in the game, 5 for 8 from the free throw line.
You know, I don't know how often Rockford Auburn's games get broadcast, but I really have to compliment the assistant coach to keep score for them. He comes up here. He came up here again to make sure we weren't broadcasting their game to give us an updated roster and
oh, cool,
and everything else like he did last game. So
I wonder what he was doing when he came up here.
Yeah, so. He did the same thing last game. He came up, brought up rosters, did pronunciations, whatever we needed to let us know who was playing. So I really want to commend him for doing that because we don't get near that much cooperation from a lot of schools. Team stat-wise, U-High 14 turnovers, Streaks with 13. Streaks nipped them on the rebounding battle, 18-16, 5-4 on offensive boards. U-High shot it pretty well, 16 of 34 from the field, not terrible. 1 of 6 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 22 of 41 from the field, 4 of 15 from distance. Streaks were 18 of 26 from inside the arc, so shot really well from inside the arc. Individual stats in addition to the scoring, 7 rebounds for Shaylee Florine with an assist and 2 steals. Ellen Junk contributed her usual 1 rebound. She usually has about a rebound a game. Lexi Daniels with the rebound, 3 assists, 1 steal. Kayla Townsend with a pair of rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Raina Goley filling up the stat sheet, 1 rebound, 7 assists, 2 steals. Kylie Townsend, we talked about earlier, she's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, 4 rebounds and a block. And Kaylin Boydson with 1 rebound, 4 assists, and 1 steal.
Streaks went at 55-39 over the Normal U-High Pioneers. We'll take our final timeout and wrap things up from John Thiel Gym next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win it here this morning as they defeat Normal U-High by a final of 55-39. Galesburg ranked number 3 in the state. They're now 24-1 on the season. Good effort again, Eric, from the Streaks. And one more here this afternoon as the second-ranked team in the state, the defending Class 3A champions, the Morton Potters, will battle the Streaks. And they were actually playing this morning as well. Last we knew, they were trailing
30-28 in the third.
Okay, and that was that Quincy Notre Dame?
Yep.
Yep. So they were in a tough battle. And coming off a tough battle last night where they lost a Middle Illini Conference game to East Peoria, which was a bit of a surprise. So
yeah, kind of an anomaly. We could play a 2-versus-3 game with the 2 seed coming in on a losing streak.
Yeah, possibly a 2-game losing streak. That would be kind of interesting. But still going to be it no matter what. Make no mistake, Morton is a really, really good basketball team. They've been playing without their best player. Chandler Ryan tore up her knee in early in the season. And
it was before the holiday tournament.
Yeah, yeah. So that was in December, and they've been playing without her, and yet they have still been, for the most part, winning. And again, well, it shows that they jumped up to back to number 2 in the ratings. But they are still a really, really good basketball team, and no matter what, they're a tough matchup because they've got especially the Bisping girl who's what, 5'11", and a good athlete.
Right.
It's still going to be a tough game no matter what.
And as you talked about, I think it was in the pregame show you were discussing it, you know, sometimes it's the matchup situation,
right.
And that's what East Peoria seems to have with them. East Peoria, a team that just did not look good early in the season. There's no other way to put it. For them to go, supposedly take them, according to Coach Massey, tight the first game and then beat them the second game, that's pretty impressive. But sometimes that's how teams match up. You just have that one team. You know, the Golden State Warriors were undefeated on the season. They lost the Milwaukee Bucks, and Milwaukee played them tight the second time they played them. So.
Yep, absolutely. So we've got another game coming up later on this afternoon, scheduled to tip off at 3 o'clock, so we'll take the air about 2:40. Just kind of depends on how everything's running time-wise here at John Thiel Gym, but we're scheduled to take the air at 2:40 with a 3 o'clock tip-off. And then tonight, the Galesburg Eye boys will take on a very good Champaign Centennial team. That one's scheduled to tip at 7 o'clock, so Brad and Jim will take the air about 6:40. And then following the Streaks boys, we'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini as they're up at Williams Arena, the barn up in Minneapolis, to take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. A game the Illini can win? Yes, but it's the Illini, so.
Yeah, no, definitely not something I'm going to set my hopes up for, that they're going to go up there and pull off a victory with how difficult it's been so far this season.
Absolutely. Well, good game here for the Streaks this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 55, Normal U-High 39. Thanks to our studio engineer, Chris McIntyre. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good morning from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.